And I think some of the media have gotten this wrong. When President Trump said he was wiretapped, of course he was. We don't really do old-fashioned wiretapping. There's no wires attached to most of our phones. Wiretapping means that you were surveilled. Someone listened by using some sort of modern technology that really is not literally a wiretap anymore. But they did listen to Flynn's phone call. And this is an amazing invasion of privacy. And realize what kind of world we're going to live in. And realize the statement that Chuck Schumer said just a week or two ago. He said, don't mess with our intelligence community because they'll get you six ways to Sunday if you do. And that Trump's making a big mistake here. But this is coming from one of the people. Schumer's one of the eight people in Congress that know everything about intelligence. When he says that the president should be afraid of the intelligence community, that should make us all wake up, because what about the lesser mortals in this country if they decide they don't like us? What do you think could happen to us if they have that much power?
And when you say you think you were surveilled, do you get a lead on that, or is that a gut feeling, or you just wonder?
We've had two reporters call us who say they have sources. I have not seen the sources, so I can't say one way or another. But when I have two different reporters calling me saying they have multiple sources saying that the Obama administration was either unmasking or querying presidential candidates, my ears do perk up. Not really for my sake, because I know I haven't done anything wrong, but really for the American public's sake, that if they're doing this to presidential candidates, they could sway presidential elections.
Sure.
See, we're worried about the Russians swaying an election. What about our own intelligence community being used by the previous administration to sway elections? That is a bombshell.